Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 21st day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Moed Katan, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about a person who has already started the process of pressing his olives, and then all of a sudden he became an ovel, chas v'shalom, he became a mourner, he lost a relative. Before Yom Tov, he wasn't able to continue pressing the olives. Or some other onus happened. And now it's Chol HaMoed. Is he allowed to continue the work? Rabbi Yehuda says no. He can just do one beam and then leave the rest of it till after Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda was very strict. And Rabbi Yossi was more lenient. Rabbi Yossi says you can save the olive, all the olives and the pressing, the oil, by completing it like you normally do during the week. You can do that on Chol HaMoed. Now we're going to learn a similar machlekes regarding wine, pressing wine. If a person had his wine that was now already in the pit, wine has already started coming down into the pit, and the grapes have been pressed before Yom Tov, and now it's all gone down into the pit, and there the era evil. All of a sudden he became a mourner. He lost a relative. Oyoinus, or some other accident occurred, or something beyond his control. Oishihitu apoilim, or the workers let him down. They promised to come and finish the job, and they didn't. And now it's Yom Tov. So, Yom Tov has passed, now it's Chol HaMoed. If he doesn't continue the process of taking out the wine from the pit, the wine could become, it could ferment, it could become vinegar. So, first opinion, Rabbi Yossi, the lenient one, Zoylef, he holds, he allowed to pour the wine from the pit on Chol HaMoed into the wad, take it out, Vegomer, and he can continue the process of pressing any of the grapes that are remaining. Get all the wine into barrels, Vegof, and seal the barrels, Kedarko, just as he would during the week, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who was quoted second in the previous Mishnah, here is quoted first, the first opinion. Lenient, he's lenient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oysa Lelimudim. Rabbi Yehuda again is stricter in the case of the wine as well. And he says that we Loysa Lelimudim. All we will let him do is to make planks of wood. And he can put those planks of wood on top of the pit to stop the, maybe to stop the, to cover the wine, to prevent it getting bad. Bishvil Shalayachmetz, in order to stop the wine getting vinegary. But that's about all he can do. The rest of the process and pressing the rest of the grapes, all that has to remain till after the Yom Tov of Sukkos, after the Yom Tov, whatever that Yom Tov happens to be. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who's more strict. Halach is like Rabbi Yossi again, and therefore we can be lenient and allow him to continue the process of doing the pressing of the wine. The Gemara explains that this machlokes, exactly the same machlokes, is repeated by the case of the olives of wine, right after the case of olives, is to tell us the chiddush as follows. In the case of olives and the old oil, there is a greater loss involved. And even though the hefsed, the loss will be greater, Rabbi Yehuda is machmir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, won't let him do it. Won't let him do it. He has to do a shinui, he has to do something different, and he'll complete the process after Yom Tov. And in the case of the wine, it tells us the chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, that even though wine was not such a big loss, it's much less expensive than oil, at least it was in those days, and therefore the loss would be much less, still Rabbi Yossi is lenient, and he says you can complete the process to stop even a small loss of money and complete the process of pressing the wine and sealing them in barrels. And in, as we said before, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in both cases, lenient both in case of the oil and in the case of the wine. Mishnah Gimel. Machnis Odom Peiros, if a person can bring his fruits in from the gardens, from the orchards, into the house, into the protected areas, Mipnei Haganovim, if he's afraid that robbers shouldn't steal them, or afraid that robbers might steal them. The Gemara explains that even though he's allowed to do this, he should do this as discreetly as possible. V'sholei Pishtonoi min HaMishra, and he can take out the flax that's been soaking until it gets soft, in order that the flax should not become ruined, because if it stays too long, it'll become ruined, rotten. As long as he doesn't delay the work, especially to do it in Chol HaMoed, when he can't go to work or do his other normal activities, so he'll fill the time for Chol HaMoed by doing these activities. That is absolutely forbidden. In fact, continues the Mishnah, v'chulon, and all the malachas that we said you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed because of Dovra Ovid, because you might lose money, im kivnu malachtan v'moed, if you specially left that work to do it in Chol HaMoed, yevedu. We let it rot. We say you were not matrim. We said, let there be a loss. That's one pshat in yevedu. Other mefarshim learn means more than that. Yevedu means that in any case that based in C, that a person especially left the work for Chol HaMoed because that's where he's got free time, then based in will take the action of actually coming over and make him lose it. They'll mafker it. They'll force him to make it hafker because as a penalty. Still another, a third opinion in Yevedu, that's Rashi. Rashi says Yevedu means they must be lost, means no hana is allowed to be had from them if he's left these activities specially for Chol HaMoed. Kind of a no from him.